Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we continue today looking at that interesting text in Galatians 5, verse 7, which says, "You ran well, who hindered you from obeying the truth?" And there are some very profound and important implications of this text, or from this text, that we need to understand, because what Paul is telling us is that perseverance in faith is a necessity for genuine salvation. Perseverance in faith is a necessity for salvation. And he starts out by commending the Galatian believers for their past performance. You ran well. But he raises some questions about their present performance when he says, "Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" People who call themselves Christians who are not obeying the truth are raising some very alarming danger flags. And Paul understood that. And I'm afraid that many do not understand that today, and we need to understand this text. We'll get back to it in just a moment. Let me pause to welcome you to the Beacon Broadcast and also to ask you to help us with the financial cost of maintaining this broadcast on the air, if you possibly can. And we have two books that we'll be glad to send to anyone who sends us a gift of any amount. Just tell us which one you would prefer. Come Home Forever or God is King, both by Tom Wells, both published by Evangelical Press. And simply send your gift of any amount to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, and tell us which of these two books you would like to have. Well, what Paul is indicating in Galatians 5:7 is that the Christian life is not a 50-yard sprint. The Christian life is a marathon, and the finish line is heaven, and we have to run well over the entire course if we're going to arrive in heaven. Now, that sounds very contradictory in the ears of some people to the concept of eternal security and so forth, but it's not. And if we think it is, it's because we don't understand the doctrine of eternal security as well as we have imagined. The doctrine of eternal security would be better described or defined as the perseverance of the saints. So the doctrine of eternal security is not so much the doctrine that once saved, one is always saved, as the way it's often put, once saved, always saved, which is true, and that's part of the doctrine, but that's not the best way to put it because it leads to a lot of misunderstanding. The best way to put it is, saving faith is a persevering faith. This is the point. Once saved, always saved, of course. But not once having made a profession of faith, always saved. Not once having walked an aisle, always saved. Not once having prayed a prayer, always saved. Not once having raised your hand, always saved. Not once having been dealt with by a personal worker, always saved. Now, I'm not implying that a person can do those things and be saved for a short period of time and then no longer be saved, lose their salvation. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is it takes some time to tell if a profession of faith represents genuine conversion, if it really represents regeneration and justification, or if it represents something that a person did in their own strength. In other words, does it represent the work of the Spirit of God in the heart, the new birth by the Holy Spirit, Or does it represent something that man did apart from the work of the Holy Spirit? And it takes time to tell. And genuine faith perseveres. God sustains those who are saved in a persevering, that is, in a continuing faith. As Paul said in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And with that understanding, Paul is now addressing the Galatian believers with some concern. When he says in verse 7 of chapter 5, you ran well, who hindered you from obeying the truth? You ran well, for a while you gave good evidence that you were saved, but now I am concerned, who hindered you from obeying the truth? Now, this phrase, who hindered you from obeying the truth, suggests three things. Number one, it suggests the existence of deceivers. These false teachers, we've called them Judaizers, that Paul refers to in the early chapters of the book of Galatians. Did Paul know who they were when he said, who hindered you from obeying the truth? Probably. Did he wish to know who they were? It probably did, but it really didn't make a whole lot of difference. Was this a mere rhetorical question when Paul said, who hindered you from obeying the truth, or did he have somebody specific in mind? Was it important for Paul to know who they were, or was it unimportant for Paul to know, but important for the Galatians to know? Well, I think that is undoubtedly the case, whether Paul knew or not, whether Paul needed to know or not. He knew that there were false teachers there. He makes reference to them, but whether he knew exactly who they were or not is not nearly as important as the Galatians knowing who they were, or even more important, the Galatians being able to sort out conflicting messages. Salvation by grace alone through faith alone in Christ alone, as Paul had proclaimed to them, or salvation by faith in Christ plus circumcision and Mosaic dietary laws, as the Judaizers were proclaiming to them. Now, which is true? You know, when people tell me I'm not much interested in doctrine, doctrine's not important. Only Jesus is important. Jesus unites, doctrine divides. The Holy Spirit unites, but doctrine divides. You hear these slogans sometimes, and this kind of sentiment is expressed by a lot of people, whether it's put in those words or not. An awful lot of church members, awful lot of professing Christians who really are not interested in doctrine. You better become interested in doctrine. You have to decide which message is true. Justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, is that what the Bible teaches? Or justification by faith in Christ initially, and then some human work that must be added to it if one is going to be justified. Now, you'd better decide. Those are not parallel messages. They are conflicting messages. They teach two different ways of salvation, and only one of them is correct, and only one of them will save. And so Paul is concerned when he says, who hindered you from obeying the truth? In other words, they were not obeying the truth, but they needed to get back to the truth. And Paul is raising the question that somebody has misled you, somebody has deceived you, somebody has mistaught you, and you better understand who these people are, and more importantly, you better understand the truth of the gospel so that you will not be misled by these false teachers. And dear friends, though the exact false message of the Judaizers of Paul's day is probably not an issue with any of you today, I doubt that any of you consider circumcision or Mosaic dietary laws necessary for salvation. There are many other corruptions of the gospel that are abroad today. Many of them. There are undoubtedly more preachers and teachers proclaiming error than there are those who are proclaiming truth. Is that a harsh statement? No, that's just an honest one. And it's based upon the Scripture. The Scripture indicates this repeatedly. Think about the Old Testament. Elijah, for example, and the prophets of Baal. How many true prophets? Well, in that particular confrontation, one. How many false prophets? 450. And throughout the Old Testament, you get the impression that the true prophets, read preacher, the true preachers, who truly gave the word of God, who truly were called by God and were proclaiming the word that had been given to them by God, were pretty few and far between. You could number them probably on the fingers of one hand in any generation. False teachers who were trying to deceive and mislead, why, they could be numbered in the hundreds. And the New Testament indicates that it's something similar in the time of the New Covenant, which is now. Even as there were false prophets among them, so there shall be false teachers among you, said Peter. It indicates the same idea. You'd better understand sound doctrine. You'd better pay attention to doctrine. You'd better pay attention to the Bible. You better not just be one of these people who more or less absorbs whatever you hear and never reads the Bible for yourself, never checks it out for yourself, never thinks very deeply about these things, never tries to sort out conflicting messages, just sort of rolls them all into one and basically believes them all as if they're all the same, or at least not different enough to make any major difference. It's just, you know, the difference between strawberry and vanilla, and they're both good. Some prefer strawberry, some prefer vanilla. Makes no difference. It's all good. The main thing is that we are all believing in Jesus. Well, the Judaizers believed in Jesus in Paul's day, as he's writing to the Galatian churches. They believed in Jesus. At least they said they did. And they did not deny faith in Christ as an ingredient in salvation. They believed that. They talked about Christ, but they said that's not enough. Christ's sacrifice on the cross is not enough. You've got to add something to it. Listen, there are voices like that today. There are churches organized to teach religion that corresponds more to the Judaizers than to the Apostle Paul. Present in our community today. And so by either ignoring sound doctrine or by actively teaching false doctrine, an awful lot of Christians are under the sound of dangerous teaching. You better find out what is true and what is false. You think you are running well? You think you are saved? You think you are on your way to heaven? You better listen to the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5:7. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? You need to understand the importance of these matters. I remind you that we will send a copy of either Come Home Forever or God is King by Tom Wells, published by Evangelical Press, to everyone who sends us a gift of any amount, to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, and thank you for your kind help. Good day. May God give you His eternal peace.